This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Hollywood Casino Press Box here on 590 The Fan. Brian Hoffman, Jim Huer, Darren Atkins here till 12 o'clock. Then Bob Ramsey slides in. It'll be myself and him and also Matt Rocchio from 12 until 1 o'clock. Plenty of blues conversation as we get you ready for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. If you want to text in, picks to click, predictions, your emotions heading into tonight's game, how you plan on passing the time between now and 7, and it's easy to do it at work because you try to stay occupied, but if you leave work at 5:30, it's that hour and a half, 2 hour window that's just really tough to do something.
Basically from 6 until 7:20 when we get to the puck drop, I will be pacing throughout the house. I will walk into the living room with the TV. I'll walk into the kitchen. I'll walk out on the deck, stand out there, stare around outside, think a few minutes, come back in. Walk through the back. That's what I'll do. Come back in. Hey, TV's still on. Okay, game hasn't started yet. Still have 50 minutes to go. It'll be like that.
My parents are abroad right now, so my wife and I are watching the family dog, 8-year-old golden retriever, Griffey. And Sunday, I just took him for a lot of walks. I'm like, look, it's 3 o'clock, the game. Puck doesn't drop for 4 hours. What can I do that's not staring at the clock or watching the TV? And every time I know that there's a new program starting, that's only an hour that has passed. So let's go for a walk.
Yep.
That'll kill 45 minutes.
That's kind of where a lot of people are. We had a few people say, well, I'm ready to throw up. I can't sit still. There is so much of that anxiety going on. And we'll get to after the top of the hour on the other side when we get to some of these pick to clicks. I got a couple of notes on some Game 7 heroes. It's not always the guys you think of. You might be surprised at some of these names. And if even a casual hockey fan, I'll throw out a couple and you go, really? That was the guy who had a big game in Game 7? I mean, it really is all about that. I will give a shout-out, by the way. St. Louis FC wins last
night. I was
going to
bring that up. Chicago Fire.
Yes, a huge win over the Chicago Fire at Lindenwood in front of a real nice gathering out at Lindenwood. Basically, they kind of dominated the game. They scored 2 goals early. They win the game by a score of 2-1. They advance to the 5th round of the U.S. Open Cup, and they're probably going to get another MLS team. We'll find out tomorrow between 9 and 10 a.m. They'll make the announcement on who it is and what the draw and where the game will be, if it'll be here in St. Louis or on the road somewhere. I'm guessing, and I did not see other scores yet from other games, it might be like it could be Kansas City, it could be Houston, it could be a Minnesota. I'm not sure who's winning where throughout the rest of the tournament, but a great win for them. A header for Austin Martz on a cross, and then another off a restart by Gaia Ben, and St. Louis wins, you could say, their most important game in their franchise's history last night out at Lindenwood. Big win for them, and they'll return to league play on Monday, Saturday on the road, but they're going to find out what their next step is in the Open Cup tomorrow.
And that was a Chicago Fire team at full strength, too, right? That wasn't...
Well, they didn't bring all the A players, but they were outplayed, period. I mean, the guys that they did bring are still playing in MLS. A lot of guys that will play for them on Saturdays and Sundays, and St. Louis just beat them. They outplayed them. And a shout-out to goalkeeper Tomas Gomez, played high school soccer at Kirkwood, star of the game, made 3 unbelievable saves in the first 5 minutes. Kept the game at 0. St. Louis scored 2 goals after that, and then he was outstanding, keeping it a 2-1 game. The only goal they got was a penalty kick on I thought it was a little questionable on giving them the PK, but Chicago converted it and made it interesting at the end, but St. Louis held on.
And the St. Louis Cardinals won a baseball game last night down in South Florida, beating the Marlins by the score of 7-1. Dakota Hudson with another very strong outing, probably the best outing of his of his career. Seven innings, one earned, two walks, six strikeouts. He now has an ERA of 2.40 over his last eight starts, holding opponents to a 306 slugging, and probably the most important number for him over those last eight starts, because it was a huge issue for him at the beginning of the year. Just one home run allowed in 206 batters faced.
He was really good last night. Now, I preface it by saying it's the AAA Marlins, but you have to win the games you're supposed to win. And they won last night. He pitched very well, pitched through the seventh inning, and they took care of business. They did score runs, which we talked about yesterday. They needed to score runs against Hernandez, who
was
starting.
That's a team you need to score more than three runs against.
Yeah, absolutely. So they'll go for the sweep today. Takes them. But the reality is you win the game you're supposed to win. And how about Molina getting back in the lineup? It really is amazing to watch him over his career, and he just does things well. I do have to bring this up to you, though. You know it's the second consecutive night that Colton Wong bunted and positive things happened. just your thoughts there.
Swing.
Okay, fair
just
enough.
Hit home runs. I know Mo said don't shoot for the five-run home run, but hit for the other home runs. I mean, that's the way to do it. Cardinals do play tonight. They go for the sweep. MLB.com app doesn't have anyone starting for the Marlins at the moment, but I believe it's supposed to be Jose Ureña on the mound.
He is, I think, out.
Okay.
I think they're going to there's a kid. Gosh, I'm not going to be able to pronounce his name, but he was tweeting last night, I think, that he's getting called up, and the Marlins are like, hey, you're not supposed to send that out. Let anybody know, but I think they're going with somebody they're bringing up for the minors because of an injury of some sort. So another AAA starter that you face tonight, guess what? You better win the game.
Dodging a bit of a bullet, Ureña. Probably not a great starter, but certainly the Marlins' ace at the moment. The Cardinals then go over to Queens, face the Mets for a four-game set. So we'll see what this is. As discussed yesterday, this is a stretch between now and probably they're off day on the 24th that you can probably make some judgments after, depending on how well they do. The Cardinals, they have they finished a three-game set against the Mets tonight. They go to the Queens for four. Following that, they are home against the Marlins for four, and then home against the Angels for three before an off day, and then the Athletics, and then they head out to San Diego. So that's when the schedule gets a little bit, and then even Mariners after that, and then at Giants heading into the break. So this is a stretch where if you are a playoff team, you need to make some hay between now and the break.
You need to be more than five games above 500.
Yes.
At that point. Jairo Munoz, another start last night, getting an opportunity, made some nice plays, got some help from his first baseman on a couple.
Batting leadoff last night.
Yes. That was one thing we had discussed yesterday in the show, who bats leadoff. I did not have Munoz batting leadoff, but you know what? If he continues to hit and get on base and make plays, he should continue to play. I mean, you're at that point where even if he's got to play a different position every night, if he's going to do that on a nightly basis, he needs to play 4 to 5 nights a week. Agreed?
I just don't know for who, though.
At this point, I don't think it matters because nobody else is hitting.
But I want to keep Colton Wong in the lineup because of his defense.
Well, I don't think that's the one spot I don't think. I'm thinking third or one of the outfield spots.
Okay.
And, you know, if DeJong continues to stall out, then he plays once or twice a week for DeJong until he gets himself back.
That's not a bad thought. They just don't have a backup shortstop you trust. But nonetheless, Cardinals tonight against the Marlins trying to gain the ground. They lost over the weekend in Chicago, and they were swept. The Cubs and Brewers both lost last night. Talking about making hay against bad teams, the Brewers are facing Houston right now, and the Cubs are in Colorado against the Rockies, and they are having their hands full against Colorado, who right now is storming back in the National League standings.
They are.
After a really bad start. We're going to take a short time out. We'll get some text, talk more about the Blues, Bruins, Martin Kilcoyne joining at 11:40. The Gatesworth, the finest in senior living. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information. They have all sorts of great things going on there, including three different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef. They have weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, movie theater, and a putting green for the residents to practice their putts before they head out onto the links. TheGatesworth.com, off One McKnight Place right by downtown Clayton off of 170. Great place for mom and dad, aunt and uncle, grandparents, any loved ones who might be of a certain age who need a place to stay. Check out the Gatesworth. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on Fight Under the Fan at fightunderthefan.com.